This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, speaking the truth and abstaining from falsehood in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is a blessing to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about speaking the truth and abstaining from falsehood in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, as many of you know, that speaking the truth is something which is wajib, it is obligatory, and abstaining from falsehood is also something that is wajib and it is obligatory. Of course, many times in our life we are faced in situations where perhaps we want to lie or we want to cheat. Now, it is these times in our lives when we have to make this decision between telling the truth and lying that, of course, we must tell the truth. Now, sometimes, of course, these kind of things vary. It's not always, you know, a clear-cut black and white. Somebody comes and says, tell me the truth, you know, am I ugly? And you say, well, you know, yes, you're ugly. Now, that, you know, this is not what we're talking about. This is not the situation where, you know, it's, no, somebody comes and tells, you know, asks you, tell the truth. Did you cheat on the test? And then you say, well, no, I didn't cheat when you did cheat. Now, this is a different situation. So we kind of have to have the basira and the acumen and the intelligence and the insight to know, you know, what exactly we're talking about when we're talking about truth and lies or truth and falsehood, you know. But when we do understand this type of thing, and another thing on this whole ugly episode, well, sometimes those things are, you know, they're relative. Somebody might be ugly to me, they might be beautiful to somebody else. So we're not talking about relative truth. We are talking about those aspects which are absolute truth and falsehood. We continue the discussion after the break. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how we should stick to the truth and we should abstain from falsehood in our Islamic lifestyle. Now, as you've known or as you could tell, many of these discussions are things that are quite, you know, complex in the sense that there's a lot of variables. As the variables change and the instances change, the situation changes, well, you know, the overall equation kind of changes a little bit. But overall, the line that must be followed is to always stick to the truth and always abstain from falsehood, from lies, from cheating, from deceit, from corruption, and from misguidance. So in our Islamic lifestyle, this should be a fundamental thing. Always tell the truth, you know. Now, that doesn't mean that you tell the truth, you know, to another person that will hurt their feelings and cause them to go into depression, you know. You know, if somebody says, tell me, am I fat? And you say, yes, you're incredibly fat. That's not what we're talking about. Matter of fact, that might not really be telling the truth. And there's ways to tell the truth. You can very well say, you know, perhaps you should eat a little bit healthier. Perhaps your weight is not as healthy as it should be. You know, perhaps you should go and ask a doctor who can give you professional medical advice. I mean, there's ways of telling the truth, you know. But in some instances, you have to tell the truth the way it is. I mean, for example, there are certain powers in the world which are colonial powers, and they're totally destroying the planet. This is the truth. There's no, you know, beating around the bush about it. And so, again, as a fundamental principle, we have to live by the truth, stick by the truth, and if need be, die by the truth. And on the other hand, we need to abstain from falsehood at all costs so that we can live and attain that pure and blessed Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.